Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Mr. Lavrov said he has informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements and that Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. Meantime, the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, endorsed the agreement. U.N. Security Council strongly condemning North Korea's most recent nuclear test, saying it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to the news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang and have stated that they are going to measure radiation and environmental pollution from the test. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda is calling on Muslims to join the terror group's fight against the United States as it marks the 15th anniversary of the deadly September 11, 2001 attacks. In a video released on the internet, Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri said the 9/11 attacks returned the balance between Islam and its enemies. U.S. intelligence officials say they were aware of the video, though at least one official sought to downplay the significance. And at the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan led the members in remembering the so-called 9/11 attacks.
We are not here to relive that tragedy. We are here to remember it and to honor its memory. None of us would ever choose to go through that day again, but all of us must choose what it is we take away from it.
House of Representatives, meantime, has passed legislation that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The White House opposes the legislation because of its concern it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia, expose U.S. citizens overseas to legal risk, and open the door to lawsuits against the U.S. from foreign countries. More than 1.5 million Muslims from across the globe have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual 5-day Hajj. All able-bodied Muslims who can afford to do so are expected to take part in the Hajj at least once in their lifetimes. Iran is boycotting this year's Hajj, partly over security concerns. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede. A new book by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has been released in Italy and around the world, and according to the book, Benedict acknowledged that governing the church was not his strong suit. Joshua McElway is the Vatican representative and correspondent for the publication National Catholic Reporter.
This book gives us for the first time an opportunity to see a pope evaluating his own papacy after it's over. For centuries in the Catholic Church, popes have died, and they haven't had a chance to review their own failings, their own successes, and we get a window into how this retired Pope Benedict, who now lives in isolation in the Vatican, understands his own 8 years as Pope and what he thinks of his successor, Pope Francis, and what Pope Francis is doing for the world.
Benedict did say he was shocked and initially uncertain about the election of Pope Francis as his successor, but he said he immediately realized the significance of electing a Latin American Pope and has been very happy with Francis's papacy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.